A venue of vultures. 17 vultures perched all night in the dead tree beside the gas station. This morning, I see them circling over the city, a kettle on the boil. Shivering in September's sunrise, I pick orange tomatoes beaded with moisture, not quite frost, but close. Fingers tingling, I align them on the shelf under the kitchen window. The clock says it's time to go. In a car the color of fog, I head north, breathing deep, remembering the fall day my husband and I saw 23 vultures settle in the cottonwood beside my parents' house. We all joked about the omens. Now he's buried near my folks, closer on Cemetery Hill than they were in life. Still alive myself, I snap Patsy Cline into the tape deck, hum with Emmy Lou and Nancy Griffith, hammer on the steering wheel, bruising my hands to feel the bass. These women sing me through this autumn sunlight, spin me toward the rolling winter clouds. We sing because we can. We sing because we live. Near the ranch, another sagging roof has fallen in. Another subdivision's windows and garages gape above the buffalo grass they will displace. Blackbirds slide between the clouds, wings so close they seem to brush my hair. The grass glints yellow, green, brown, green, red, green, brown, gone. Autumn does this to me every time. So many of the ones I've loved have died as summer faded. Grandmother, mother, father, best friend, husband. Sometimes I dream of children. There a pronghorn buck runs younger males away from his band of does. Yesterday I savored the last tart rose hip on the bush. And there, I count fast, 24 buzzards jostle on that roadkill deer. Here comes another fall where I'm not settled where I want to die, where I will watch leaves drop, snow sift down, rain and sunlight come again and again and again, until I know in every bone the day the sparrows will come back. I want to tuck myself into that hillside where I've loved and lost and loved some more, and keep right on living. Make the buzzards wait.